poll, Plurality Supports Stripping Birthright Citizenship for Illegal Migrants. By Neil Monroe on January 30, 2025. A plurality of Americans strongly support changing the federal law to ensure illegal migrants cannot get citizenship for their newly born children, according to a poll by Emerson College. 30% of registered voters strongly favor the rule change, while 27.5% of registered voters strongly oppose the change, according to the poll. But an additional 15% somewhat support the change, and 9% somewhat oppose the change. So 45% support, and 37% oppose, curbs on birthright citizenship for the newborn children of illegal migrants. 19% said they are neutral on the issue. There is also a deep divide between the two parties on the birth citizenship rules, which provided citizenship to roughly 400,000 children of foreigners in 2024. A majority of Republicans, 69%, support ending birthright citizenship compared to 25% of Democrats and 38% of independents who hold the same view. Spencer Kimball, executive director of Emerson College Polling, said in a press release. The poll results match a November poll for The Economist magazine. Public opinion is important because President Donald Trump is pushing the issue into the nation's Supreme Court, likely in 2026. Trump's argument is winning some support in the culture sector. Rich Chinese people come here they fly over here and then they have the baby here just so they can be an American citizen, talk show host Bill Maher said on January 25. It has been bastardized. You can't say that this is just all for the good. The Emerson College poll results exemplify the split in national politics, where growing pluralities strongly oppose mass migration. Yet a large block of swing voters teeters between sympathy for migrants and dislike of the economic and civic chaos caused by migration. ABC News reported on January 29. At first blush, Americans seem to approve of deporting undocumented immigrants, too. But if you dig deeper into the polling, it turns out that support for mass deportations varies a lot depending on how the question is asked, making it tricky to assess how Americans really feel about what Trump is doing, and how they will react to it. For example, an Ipsos/Axios survey from January 10 to 12 found even stronger support than the other two polls for deporting undocumented immigrants in general, but every other deportation policy they asked about was underwater. For instance, according to this poll, Americans supported deporting immigrants who are in the country illegally by 34 points, but they opposed quickly deporting detained immigrants, even if it involves separating families or sending people to countries other than their country of origin by 28 points. President Donald Trump's deputies are acting carefully to win over the large swing voting bloc. For example, deportation efforts are focused on the criminals and people who have lost their legal appeals to stay, not on illegals going to school or church. In contrast, advocates for more abortion are doing their best to portray Trump's careful deportation policy as cruel, chaotic, and costly.